Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm day across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, making it a perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Iran has launched ballistic missiles at Israel amid escalating regional tensions, according to JNS. Also, in the last few minutes, Walla reports that former U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized Iran, stating they delayed negotiations and will now have to face consequences. Also this hour, Axios notes that Israel has struck Iranian military targets. This follows the Iranian missile attack and marks a new phase in the conflict. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports that Turkey's President Erdogan claims Israel's attacks on Syria and Lebanon pose threats to the entire Mediterranean region. And finally, earlier today, the Times of Israel details Amnesty's accusations against Israel of ethnic cleansing in the West Bank. The IDF has rejected these charges. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24N, EWS English reports that the deal with Iran was never as close as presented, highlighting the challenges in negotiations. Rudy Rochman shares an intriguing story about the NY Knicks and a Jewish secret, reflecting on cultural connections. Ruthie Blum expresses a feeling of schadenfreude, capturing a moment of personal reflection. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's missile launch at Israel, JNS reports that this act fuels an already volatile situation in the region. The missiles targeted strategic locations, raising fears of a broader conflict. This escalation could have significant repercussions for regional stability and peace. Turning to Trump's comments on Iran, Walla highlights his criticism of Tehran's negotiation tactics. He emphasized that Iran's actions are more talk than substance. This rhetoric could affect ongoing diplomatic efforts and the broader geopolitical landscape. Meanwhile, Axios reports on Israel's strikes against Iranian targets. This comes hours after Iran's missile attack, marking a significant shift in the conflict's dynamics. Israel's military actions signal its readiness to respond decisively, impacting future ceasefire negotiations. Next, the Jerusalem Post covers Erdogan's warnings about Israel's regional actions. He cautions that such moves could destabilize the Mediterranean. His statements reflect growing international concern and may influence diplomatic engagements in the area. Finally, addressing Amnesty's accusations, the Times of Israel provides insights into the ongoing tensions in the West Bank. Amnesty claims systemic issues, while the IDF firmly denies such allegations. This dispute highlights the persistent challenges in achieving peace and stability in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Israeli cybersecurity company Sierra is now valued at $12 billion. Their revenue has tripled, and they recently raised $600 million, underscoring Israel's strength in tech innovation. Separately, CTech announces that Ariane Security has secured $25 million in Series A funding. Prominent backers include Shlomo Kramer and George Kurtz, showcasing confidence in Israel's cybersecurity sector. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Sierra has secured $600 million in funding to enhance its AI security platform. This investment aims to bridge the gap between AI ambition and trusted transformation, further solidifying Israel's position in the global tech landscape. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.